Hello, all you lovely kind hearts. We are Waffles Maple Syrup. We are a duo. I'm Syrup, and Waffles is here as well. And what we are is a actual play TTRPG playing group, Waffles, myself, and our friends. And we took our live stream that we do on Twitch and put it into a podcast by popular demand. And this lovely Time Has Passed campaign is from Waffles' Wild Imagination, a homebrew. Waffles, tell us a little bit about what Time Has Passed is.
Yeah, so Time Has Passed is a campaign where the players have the opportunity to go back in time and change everything that has ended the world. And every jump they make, they get to choose what character they want to be, what race, what class, that can change, that can be the same.
So what we are is a couple of people in the future that are jumping into these avatars into the past and saving the world in super cool, awesome ways that we hope you're about ready to find out. Unfortunately, one of our disclaimers is that we started playing this before we decided to start streaming it. So what that means is that we put together a little TLDR of everything you guys missed so you can jump straight into the action at episode one. Disclaimer number two is we've learned a lot throughout this process, and we improved by leaps and bounds with our audio quality. And listening back, you know, it can be a little bit rough at first. So if you want to jump ahead to when our audio is a little bit better, we recommend jumping in at the start of the Cadeon arc, which is episode four, part one. That is the next arc where we jump back in time and a good place to kind of get back in the swing of things.
So, sit back and enjoy this little prologue.
We start at the end of the world. Deep underground in a long abandoned laboratory, six individuals awake in long cylindrical holding tubes. Some confused, some alarmed, and some seemingly informed. We have Jasper Isfall, a middle-aged human male, Silbellis, a young adolescent female half-elf, Hugh Mann, another human male, Toda, a young curious half-orc, half-halfling male, Leon Reishart, a skittish half-orc, also male, and Bolga Silverfront, a beautiful female half-orc. Getting their bearings in this long-forgotten, dusty laboratory, they find the journal of the last overseers of this place, soon finding out that this place was the last stand of the DOW, Dreamer of Worlds, hidden on the islands of Aspia. The journal told of many massacres across the continents of the world, and that now, these six individuals must be the ones to save the world. Searching the place, they came across a set of instructions and a list of names. They identified themselves amongst these names, alongside locations and attributes that the DOW seemed to find noteworthy for the preservation of the future. Alongside Jasper's name was written Prospective Group Leader. Alongside Hugh Mann's name was written Prospective World Leader. Alongside Toda's name was written Last of His Kind. Along Leon's name was written Reincarnation Experiment. Alongside Bolga's name was written Exceptionally Beautiful. And curiously, alongside Silbellis' name was a series of glyphs, unreadable and unknown to the group. Following the instructions, the group encountered a soulless doll in the DOW's workshop, struggling to communicate from lack of power to the lab. Slowly, the group gets organized and focuses on their next task: get back into the tubes, go back in time, and save the world. With an opportunity to create a brand new persona in the past, they choose their specializations and enter the tubes anew. Going through the individual customization process, we now meet our group of adventurers. Jasper, the human, is now Doldrin, a dwarf champion of Serenray. Silbellis, the female half-elf, chose to be a human monk named Tanigal. A slight hiccup in the process did accidentally cause her, now him, to have green skin. Hugh Mann, the human, is now Mikhail Juraden, a forest elf bard. Leon Reishart, the half-orc, chose to keep his name and race to become Leon Reishart, the half-orc cleric of Serenray. Toda, the half-orc half-halfling, chose to also keep his name, but tie his lineage with Leon's, thus creating Toda Reishart, a half-elf druid and half-brother to Leon. Bolga Silverfront, the half-orc, chose to become Lena, the half-elf ranger, coming into the past with a little snake companion named Nessa. Dropping into a forest on the continent of Lodaren, the group overhears a call of distress, coming across two elven children being attacked by vines from seemingly sentient plants. Testing out their new skills, the group manages to save the children, Fall and Feel. The children, very wary of these strangers and the display of magic, accuse them of being witches and try to run away. The group easily stops them, but encounters some trouble in their group dynamic as Doldrin suggests to kill them to keep them quiet. This brings about a lot of arguing before Tanagulf realizes the children were only pretending to not understand common and are now quite alarmed. After agreeing no one was getting killed, the children begrudgingly lead them back to their small town of Kival. The group meets with the headmaster and tries to warn of an incoming disaster, but their warnings fall on deaf ears as their general presence in the town is met with distrust. Retiring to a nearby tavern, the group meet a drunk named Darkasun, who tells them of the last time he went out to the Void, an area deep in the woods where he lost his daughter, having no proof but knowing in his heart she was gone. The group takes Darkasun the following morning, while still passed out drunk, into the woods as they aim to take a closer look at this Void. He points them in the direction but refuses to go himself and quickly returns to the town. The group traverses into an area with blackened trees and encounter a few fights along the way. Tota comes across a badger whom he befriends and names Toph. Unfortunately, one of these encounters leaves Tota diseased, Leon doing his best to heal his half-brother as they continue their journey. Soon the group find themselves at a hillside overlooking a blackened crater with a staff at its center. As they approach, the group encounters an undead, identified as Darkasun's daughter. Taking her necklace for identification and helping her to a true rest, the group continues onto the staff. The aura around the staff proves difficult and awakens giant trees and other plant creatures in the area. The group struggles through and barely manages to obtain the staff. Upon doing so, Leon and Doldrin request Tanagul's help in securing the staff into the bags they were given in the DOW laboratory. Tanagul, overwhelmed and scared by the massive awakened trees, instead decides to catch up with the rest of the group that was beginning to make a run for it. Doldrin secures the staff in his absence and the group runs. A safe distance away, Doldrin turns on Tanagul and attempts to punch him, yelling at him for not listening to their instruction. Angry at Doldrin in return, Tanagul heads off and Layna follows closely after. Tanagul and Layna, and soon the rest of the group catching up, encounter a cave with archaic and ancient writing etched on every wall. Tanagul recognizes similar symbols from what was written by his name in the journal of the DOW and points it out to the group. Taking what notes they can and continuing some rest, the group returns to town. Darkasun is informed and his daughter's necklace returned. See you at episode 1!